Oh, I've been in all kinds of herbal concoctions.
Exactly.
My boss has been taking for the last couple of years taking this herbalist class. So he's always like throwing stuff at, try this, try this. This is supposed to be good for that. This is good. All right.
Do you guys have fire cider out there?
Fire cider. Yeah, is that that vinegar type stuff you supposed to, you drink a little bit of or mix it in hot water?
It's fucking hot, like
Yeah.
super
It feels
peppery.
good though, like it's clearing you out,
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
Your mom jokes.
Well,
Some of these mom jokes
yeah,
today,
you got a lot
Teddy.
of mom
Going out with
jokes
that.
tonight.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I can't. I'm trying to warm up for the show. Trying to get ready. Trying to get ready,
All
baby. Come on.
right. Well, we're
You
doing
gotta
it
keep your mouth.
live.
Come on.
Fuck
Keep your
it.
mouth.
Doing it live. Is this an actual? Oh, Stranger Things 3 has already got a trailer out? Damn.
Focus.
Okay, end straight. We're doing it live. Shut up.
I'm here.
All right. On this week's episode of the Red Eye Report, we talk about generations. Are you confused about being a millennial, Generation X, or are you one of those slick Generation Zs? We'll break it down for you. With me this week is Ashtray. Ashtray is a man
That's me.
born in the wrong time. He fancies himself as more of a greatest generation cat, or born in 1924 or earlier. Ashtray wasn't destined to be a World War II hero or anything. You see, the greatest generation is also known as the GI generation, and Ashtray has had a gastrointestinal infection for about as long as it took them to wrap up World War II. God help the poor fucker that has to use the bathroom after he does.
Yeah.
That's right. That's how I torture Nazis.
Especially in an enclosed work environment.
Shit on their face.
Next to Ashtray is Gen X Mystic. He thinks he's so fucking cool being around the rise of MTV and the fall
Yeah.
of communism. Well, guess
Fucking
what? You were also around for the birth of Cabbage Patch Dolls and New Coke, so go fuck
Yeah.
yourself.
New Coke was shitty. You guys remember Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi, oh yeah.
Crystal
Yeah.
Pepsi. Didn't they have
Shit
that
was
Van
great.
Halen song?
I don't know.
They might have.
I have
I'm
no
pretty
idea.
sure it had a Van
And
Halen
all the
song.
fucking Pepsi
Really?
points.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Pepsi points.
Pepsi points, yeah.
That was
One of the
90s though, wasn't it?
Crystal Pepsi. I
Yeah, that
think
was
the
90s.
Van Halen song wasn't in a Round and Round. I think I know what you're talking about. It was off of For Unlawful Carnal
Round
Knowledge.
and Round.
Round and Round. Or no, that's a
Love
song.
will find a way, just
No,
give it
that
time.
wasn't what I was talking about. Go ahead. I'm high.
Justin, the guy who found a, it was like a couple years ago, he found a thing of maybe more than a couple years ago. He ordered a thing of Crystal Pepsi off of eBay, like an old one, and then he drank it and fucking immediately on camera, like immediately puked. He's like, oh,
Yeah, that's a big fucking mistake. All right, so we also have Timeless Teddy. Teddy is like the Red Eye Report's own version of Elf. For your Gen Zs out there, Elf was a cat-eating puppet alien. It was a
oh, you said
puppet.
Elf?
Elf. A-L-F.
Alien life form.
But I know it, but it sounds like you said elf.
Elf.
Elf. You can't hear because you're always talking.
I can hear perfectly.
Instead of eating cats, Teddy likes to eat mounds of Brazilian grandma meat. I know it's
grandma meat.
I do.
I know it's fucked up and weird, but so is an anteater looking alien that eats cats. So what can I say? We're just too far ahead of the times here on the Red Eye Report.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so I got the song. It's Van Halen's Right Now.
Yes,
right
now.
Now.
Yes,
hey,
that's right.
It's your tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Come on. It's every day.
Finally, right now, there's me, Oracle. I'm a millennial trapped in the body of a baby boomer with the maturity of a Gen Zer. That's my story, anyway, for when they finally indict me for being a part of this show. Small price to pay to go down in history as part of this nuclear train wreck. That is the Red Eye Report. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, that is a good thing. Like, all anybody has to do to fuck one of us up, like career-wise, socially, anything, is just be like, Oh, you're part of the Red Eye Report.
Listen
yeah,
to this podcast.
We're done.
Yeah.
I've said so many things on here that there's no.
You're gonna lose your district alder seat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
District, yes, you might lose your district alder seat if you're going for district alder. What?
I tell my customers about our podcast too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You got to own it.
Yeah,
that's
I do
why.
Own it.
That's why we own it on the website. Like if we were like
at a restaurant, Teddy.
Yeah.
Oracle works with kids and shit.
No, I don't work with kids. Fuck your kids.
Yeah, okay. He works with people with the mentality of kids and shit.
Okay, yeah, I know, maybe I work with people with the mentality of kids.
The handicap.
I know he works, I'm just saying, but he makes it twice every fucking Wednesday he showed up back up. So I mean, if he loses his job over the show, I don't feel bad for him.
I'm not gonna lose my job over the show.
Like those people know. Like those people know his alternate fucking person, his Bruce Wayne to Batman type of personality here.
Uh-uh. I don't do anything on here that would warrant me losing
you
my
being
job.
Fired. Except when you're talking about eating babies.
Okay, I do talk about eating babies. Who says I don't do that at work? All right. Well, anyway, we're talking about generations. So generations, what do we have here for generations? So Ashray and I are we were born in 83, right?
Yeah.
So we're millennials. Teddy?
We're at the very beginning of the millennials.
I was born in 80.
80. So you are like at the beginning, or actually you're at the very end of Generation X.
Yeah, because it's 81, isn't it? My wife was 82 and she's Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
I was 78, so I'm Gen X.
Yep, you're Gen X.
I'm firmly inside the Gen X orifice.
Nice.
Right, you Gen Xers able to keep a cool name. We used to be Gen Y, and then they like, oh, millennials.
Millennials.
Yeah, that's
like,
kind of lame.
Millennials is such a bad word, too. But I do remember when growing up that, like, my parents were like, you fucking Gen Xers.
Mm-hmm.
You kids now, you know what I mean? Like, that was a bad word back then, too. So, like, it's just gonna get
well. Yeah, it comes with those negative connotations, and it's like because it's that ever revolving door of, you know, for as much as you want, like at our age, we bitch about little kids or whatever,
right.
Or young adults doing stupid ass shit, and it's like your parents were saying the same damn thing when they were in their 30s and 40s, and watching you grow up and be a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. All right, well let's break down these generations. I don't know what the fuck Travis is talking about. Zennials. That's worse.
Zennials. That's sounds like some weird
Scientology fucking thing. All right, so we have the generation. So this is more of a Western thing that's from the 20th century.
Wait, we have top fans now?
Top fans, man.
Yeah,
nice.
He's our only fan.
No, my girlfriend too, I think.
Xennials. That's the first time I've seen that.
Xennials.
All right, so the first generation that's talked about, or that these, I don't know, academics have come up, I think they're called demographers that think about these things.
Ah, for demographics.
Yep. We have the greatest generation, or the GI generation, that was born in 1924 or earlier. So these are the ones that went through the Great Depression. They fought in World War II. Those are kind of the big ones. That
That's the one Tom Brokaw's just always shoving their dick.
Yep.
Oh, Tom Brokaw, the greatest generation.
Yeah, he's jowly. I'm Tom Brokaw.
Then we have the silent generation, born 1925, or born between 1925 and 1945. So these guys.
So they're not quite baby boomers.
They're not quite baby boomers, and they were kind of known for their, I guess, quieter nature.
I think I've heard this term. Was it also, though, due in part because of the war? killed so many fucking people. Like,
is it
there
because
was...
they didn't stand up for black people when they were being fucking hung from trees and okay. shit? Like, yeah. why were they quiet about it?
I'll get into that, but yes, Ashtray, they say that it has to do with being born and witnessing war being a major part of their upbringing, and that kind of formed that uncertainty kind of made them, I guess, more conservative in terms of what they were going to do. You know, they were very quick to kind of have an established, you know, family life. So when you think of like the 1950s, you know, kind of mindset, 1950s,
back when America was great.
Yep. Back when America was great again.
Okay. Then we have the baby boomers. So 1943 to 1964, that's when they are born. So these, of course, we've probably heard of this one, huge uptick after post-World War II with the birth rate.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got down to banging once the war mm-hmm. was over.
A lot of banging.
Maybe we need to end a good war so we can have some banging sessions in this country.
Uterine president has a problem getting laid. So
why? Why do we need more kids? We don't need more kids.
I know we don't.
All right. Then we have Generation X that was born between 1965 and 1980. So I'm going to get more into this. Kind of an interesting thing, though. 75% of the people in this group earn more than baby boomers did when they were the same age. Only 36% have more wealth than their parents due to debt.
So we're making more money,
wait,
but
so baby boomers, I'm sorry, baby boomers were 46 to 60.
Baby boomers were 46 to 64.
46 to 64.
X was 65 to 80.
So my parents are baby boomers. All right.
Then we have millennials. On here, it's listed 81 to 97. This is, you'll see. Sometimes it's listed like 1980 to 2000. Now another thing that isn't listed kind of in academic circles, they have Gen Zers or Generation Z. So that's basically the new ones, the ones that are around 2000 on. So kind of to talk about some of these, you know, what were some of the defining moments in these generations? So the silent generation.
How do they decide the time length of a generation?
So it comes down to major trends with the culture at that time. So, you know, big things like world wars, definitely. So for us, 9/11, so the
free love generation.
9/11 and technology is kind of the difference between millennial and Gen Z, because somebody that's Gen Z, for instance, doesn't know anything outside of social media in terms of technology. Yeah. So,
well, they don't know what a typewriter is either.
Right. So, you know, major kind of shifts like that. So the silent generation, which one was that again? Silent generation, 1925 to 1945. They had like the moon landing and shit like that. Assassination of President Kennedy.
You know, when people get
pretty big fucking
worried about today's, like, oh, there's strife and civil unrest in the streets. Like, you go back and watch.
You mean
when Martin Luther King was getting killed, Malcolm X, and John F. Kennedy? Like,
yeah, but
people have burned full cities.
So you're
down.
Saying that those people born between 25 and 45 were teenagers or in their 20s when those things happened, right?
Right. Yeah.
Moon landing. I was like, we didn't land on the moon in the 40s.
Yeah. So, and that's another thing too. You know, you can't say, like, somebody could say, oh yeah, you know, I was 3 years old when the Berlin Wall went down or whatever. Well, you didn't really.
I was eight.
You didn't experience.
You didn't, you know, it didn't affect you culturally. So during their lifetime, you know, when they were kind of coming into their own or whatever, these pretty fucking major and chaotic events happen. And I agree with you, Mystic. You know, when people say like, oh man, this, you know, this is a generation that's marked by uncertainty and war. Well, you know what? Our fucking president wasn't assassinated.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, and nuclear, you know, apocalypse back then was a very close to happening during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So these were, you know.
Well, in Vietnam, too.
Right, I mean, the Vietnam War.
20 years old. The silent generation are the ones that got fucking... The tail end of that generation is the one that got drafted, probably, or close to it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And then, so then we have the baby boomers, so 1946 to 1964. They were born during that time.
Right.
They were very preoccupied with the Vietnam War. So this was the one that, you know, had a lot of Vietnam War stuff. Richard Nixon, that was happening.
Right.
Generation. Also around
They were, my parents, they were born in 57 and 60. So, I mean, a lot of their shit that happened when they were teens and then maybe even when they were both in the military from 18 till 20-something was the Cold War. You know what I mean? Like Reagan fucking Star Wars program shit and the Cold War and the Russians being the fucking enemy and...
Yeah.
Red Dawn.
Now they're fucking the president in the butt.
Then we have Generation X. So... Generation X is...
Me and Teddy.
Yep, 65 through 79.
You old farts.
So this is kind of an interesting one.
Elder.
So this is the fall of the Berlin Wall. You know, the fall of communism. This is, you know, the rise of MTV. And kind of that transition, the beginnings,
exploding.
Yeah, this is, you know, where the technology that we kind of use today was.
I remember that shit.
I remember it too.
I remember clear as day watching it on TV. They're like, we're gonna watch this fucking launch.
Oh really?
Kids, let's all pile in here. Yeah, we had bags of chips and shit. We had sodas. We were having a good old time, and that shit blew up, and the fucking teachers, like, instantly, like, ran to the TV and shut it off, and they're like, okay, kids, we're gonna go outside and play for a while, because I'm sure they all had to figure out what the fuck just happened, you know? Man.
Right? They just were smart enough to know it wasn't good.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting, on here it says that Generation X was the first generation of latchkey kids. So with dual income families, where basically the parents go out to work,
keys to the houses,
and you stay home and you watch television.
Came home by yourself after school, made your own fucking bowl of Cheerios and watched TV.
All right. Raised by the best.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
And then we have the millennials, which basically the millennials.
Oh, well, you should read Travis Zaniels. He's posted many things about it.
Zaniels. Yeah, he's pretty excited.
It's in between. It's in between Generation X and Millennials. I'm assuming that's the clever play of the name.
Oh, okay. All right. So the Zaniels. So I guess I would consider myself a Zaniel then.
You would be Zaniels.
I would be a Zaniel.
I would probably be the low end of that because I.
Yeah, born between late 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mystic's battery died.
Yeah, because I remember growing up with, you know, analog shit, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And telephones that had, you know, where you had to turn the dial.
Rotary phones.
Yeah.
So, one thing, Generation Z, that's something that I hadn't really read about or heard about that much. Kind of sounds like some zombie fucking plague or something. And those are the ones, those are, the first of those are becoming teens or, you know, 18, they're becoming adults now, right. Basically post 2000. And these are ones that are, I guess, fully digital. They didn't have any of that analog technology. And it says on here, New York Times actually had a pretty good article about it. And they said Generation Z takes in information instantaneously and loses interest just as fast, which I thought was a really good quote from them.
On board.
And kind of going back, so Generation Z tends to be the product of Generation X. So those are the parents. A relatively small, jaded generation that came of the age in post-Watergate, post-Vietnam funk of the 1970s when horizons seemed limited. Those former latchkey kids who grew up on Nirvana records and slasher movies. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And one aspect about this, too, is Generation Z is post 9/11, which...
So if you're born after 9/11,
yeah,
you're Generation Z.
It's then hard to even imagine. Gonna be
next? AA?
Generation AA. I mean, it's hard to even think about, even, you know...
Generation Fortnite next.
What, Teddy?
What?
Be next, AA, and the next generation will be Generation Fortnite.
Generation Fortnite, yeah. Right?
But yeah, my daughter is a Gen Zer then. She's 18.
Yeah, yeah, she's like definitely a Gen Zer.
Shit, I never even thought about that. Yeah, that was that long ago now, 18 years.
I wonder what the difference is. Okay, here's a question for you guys. What do you think has had a bigger impact on the difference between, let's say, a Zennial or a Millennial and a Gen Zer, technology or 9/11?
Oh, technology.
You think technology?
Technology pervades so many aspects of our culture and what we do every day. 9/11, I think, is more of a, you know, in a politically, you know, shifted things. We realize we get caught with our pants down.
I think for kids, it's technology is definitely better. People my parents' age or even my age, now I think it probably 9/11 is more. You know what I mean? Especially
that's
older
true.
People are like, "Oh, I'll never forget."
But I was actually with Travis.
Teddy, you keep
in our
breaking
Wanna
up.
Key apartment. Really when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
God damn it!
It's because you're a fucking Gen Xer. You got shitty internet. You got Gen X internet.
You got that old slow X internet.
Hanging out in baby boomers' houses too. So
all right, so. So in thinking about your kind of generation or whatever, is there anything that you would say, like, you feel like, all right, that really defined who you are in kind of whatever, if you consider yourself to be a Gen Xer or a Zennial or a Xenu or whatever the fuck.
Now, I don't know that I agree a lot with, like, these whatever. I like technology, and technology has obviously affected me more than, you know, other people my age. But look at Teddy with fucking video games. That's obviously, you know, 84 when the fucking NES came, or was it 83. So, like, when that shit came out in the U.S., Teddy was fucking hooked. You know what I mean? That shit changed his life. So, for me, it was movies. It was watching fucking The Goonies when I was a kid.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
I think media affected me more than any type of technology or current event or anything like that.
So, is there a generational kind of, I guess, shift in terms of movies then? From
I think there was.
So can you give me an example of, I guess, something from one era that transitioned? You know, what was a millennial kind of era or something equivalent, and what was prior to that?
I can tell you what, Jurassic Park sure changed things. Mm. Granted, I was 10 years old, but like...
I think you're right. I think technology changed media. Yeah. More than anything else. And just
and
like
media influences
everything.
Us.
You know what I mean? And media definitely, pop culture influences people a lot more than they want to admit.
Our ideas of love and happiness.
Exactly.
And all, you know, it's like, oh, we've been kind of groomed via sitcoms and shit.
Well, like, and what I we grew think up is supposed to be. On just shitty, cheesy slasher films. Nightmare on Elm Street, fucking Hellraiser, fucking, you know, Friday the 13th. Yeah. Those were the movies that I watched. And they didn't have any CGI. You know what I mean? They were fucking, those were some old school fucking guerrilla filmmaking type shit. I really think that era in the 80s, in the 80s and early 90s, before, like he said, Jurassic Park probably was the one movie that took CGI and incorporated it so well that everyone else was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, wow. Okay, let's start doing this.
Right.
You got Terminator 2, then you got fucking, you know, anything. It really affected, like, now I was thinking about this the other day. Remakes, I think that is one thing right here. So you just asked what's difference about millennials and these new Gen Zers compared to us, is the fact that I could watch an old movie and still like it
and enjoy it.
My kids cannot watch the original fucking whatever, pick something, the original Pet Cemetery. I guarantee
car
you,
name design.
They will not find the original Pet Cemetery as good as the new Pet Cemetery because of the technology in the filmmaking. You know what I mean? Like it's that.
Yeah, when you watch some of those old slasher films, they seem kind of hokey now as adults.
Well, and the editing is different. Awesome. The fucking filmmaking style, they're grainier, obviously, because they're film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just a whole thing. Like, my 18-year-old daughter would never sit down and watch Casablanca or fucking, you know, Citizen
right?
Kane.
No matter how much like you told her, it's an important
right. Yeah, movie. No. They don't give a fuck. They're going to watch, you know, some Snapchat fucking.
Yeah, video. I got Vines to watch.
So what's up with, like, all this shit that I see of, like, trying to give it that analog look of VHS, you know, like
retro.
1980s
retro
shit.
Yeah. It's just like the games that are going back to using, like games on Xbox that are coming out using 16-bit graphic for the retro.
Right. Well, you know,
nostalgia. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, exactly.
Yeah.
It is, it's tapping into that nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so there are movies. What about video games? Was there a defining, like, I guess, something that would have been a previous kind of
Nintendo
generation.
64 4-player capability that was pretty awesome.
That definitely changed a lot of shit right there. Yeah,
because nothing was more than 2 players before that.
Going from watching actually they had some Nintendo games.
There was a Super Nintendo thing you're right now, but it wasn't like built in.
Yeah, you had
to
get like an adapter, right?
Yeah, it was a special adapter you needed and shit.
Yeah. And they made all kinds of crazy peripherals for the original NES.
Yeah, but the advent of couch co-op, I think, really changed it. Instead of watching one or two friends battle each other, being able to have 4 people and then like switch them off to 4 more people. Because that came out, the N64, right around that came, a few years after that came out, I had my first apartment. So that was kind of, that was the shit back then.
GoldenEye.
Killed in GoldenEye.
Banning Odd Job for being played because he's a cheap son of a bitch.
Yep.
Tell you what, though, there's another major shift coming up starting this year. Probably be
that
full-fledged.
Google thing?
So Google just unveiled their streaming gaming service.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so basically you won't need a console anymore and you can fucking play, you know, they have these data centers everywhere where the games will be played on their servers and it'll be streamed to you. So you have like all this power in order to
all
develop
the processing's
your,
done and their end.
Right. So I think that's really going to change things because Microsoft has plans. They're unveiling their shit. Nobody knows what Sony's going to be doing, in terms of their thing.
Did you see the that, you know, it was just a couple days ago, that demonstration of that Google thing? Basically, you get this special controller. You can, it says you can also use like your Xbox controllers, most mm-hmm. existing ones, but the special Steam, or not Steam, Google controller like has its own Wi-Fi signal. So you can go, at least in the demonstration, they're showing like, oh, I'm playing on my PC. No, I want to go. I got to go. So I'm going to play it on my phone. And he just like brings the same wireless controller over and like, boop, takes off exactly where he was over here in this screen onto this new screen, because none of the processing is actually doing there. It's just like deciding to change where the feed is spit out to.
Right.
So he bounced between like four or five different screens, you know, tablets, cell phone.
Now, impressive. That has to be, is it the online capabilities, like multiplayer capabilities, would probably suck. Can you imagine the latency input between the controller and the fucking output? You
know what I mean? These things, they're tuned. Sure, you're always going to have a latency, but this thing is like no latency.
Yeah, no, they're, really? Yeah, they were, yeah. They were saying, because in most games, it's, you know, basically the internet is the backbone that connects each player, and you're then kind of stuck at the lowest rate or the slowest player person. But because all of the processing of this is going to be done in Google's home system, or, you know, big old super fuck off computers. The
super fuck off computers.
Yeah. Well, because it's doing that, all that actual processing is which is usually a lot of information when you're playing a game. Your game's sending all kinds of information back and forth. Well, that's all going to be done right at Google, and all you do is just get the stream back to. So basically, you're just sending your controller signals. And all the processes come back. They're claiming it's gonna like solve that problem of latency issues in battle royales. And
They're like, they said you can do MMOs with fucking million people on there.
Well, yeah, they are smarter than me, so I hope they're right. But,
but yeah,
100. What is it? Fortnite? What's the Fortnite? 50 people or 100?
100.
100.
100. Yeah, they're saying like theoretically we can do thousands in a battle royale now.
Yeah,
because it's all processed on site.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, talking about different a technology that really changes things. I think them doing all this different cloud computing shit, I think that's going to be a game changer. Yeah. And it feels like it's right around the corner.
What's up, bro? And his name's Deshaun, so I'm assuming it's Teddy's.
The senior.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Not related to me.
Hey, Wes, how you doing? Jupiter Murphy? What's up, fellas?
All right.
I usually say hi to them as they come in, but I'm not on my Xbox. And I don't have my tablet running.
You're handicapped.
Okay, so before we move on, just some of the weird shit that happened in some of these time periods. So the 1980s, we had fucking Cabbage Patch Dolls. Did you guys have Cabbage Patch Dolls?
Yeah. The garbage joke is what I had.
Oh, yeah. Those are so fucking weird.
Oh, gross.
Two of them, actually, said.
Turn that plush into mush.
You could also smoke on airplanes.
Yep.
That is so hard for me to fucking imagine.
I remember my my great aunt talking about when they changed that.
She pissed.
Like she was like, "You can't even smoke on airplanes anymore. Like, what the hell is this world coming to?"
Bitch,
because there's pure fucking oxygen in a fucking tube that's pressurized. Maybe you shouldn't be lighting up in there. I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, right.
Like, what the fuck?
In the 90s, let's kick it up. Dial-up internet. Teddy is still using it to this day.
Hey,
look, definitely lost internet, motherfucker. All right, they're trying.
Do you remember that Simpsons?
We're talking about Iowa, not your in-laws.
Okay.
Where the guy was like, the scientist was like, I was the guy who invented the thing that changes your regular modem sounds into a pleasing elevator music. And I was like, you're about to be connected. We are going to connect you.
I do remember Napster and taking 18 days to download.
Oh, yeah, man. I would fucking... Yeah, definitely.
Download an album, dude. It'll be done in 3 weeks, somewhere around there.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
90s, fucking Lorena Bobbitt chopping John Bobbitt's dick off.
Yeah.
I can't believe they were able to reattach that motherfucker.
Oh, and, well, did you know that they added 2 inches and he went on to do porn after that?
Porn, yeah.
They added 2 inches?
Yeah, they added 2 inches.
2 inches of cock.
They put a fucking extension in there. I don't know. They fucking added 2 inches. He did porn after that.
I did hear the thing about doing porn, but I didn't know he had some sort of penis extension.
I thought he lost length.
No. He had length added.
And I mean, he was Italian to begin with, so he probably wasn't very big.
Yeah, those greasy Italians.
And then the most ridiculous thing from the 90s, those huge fucking jeans.
Jankos?
Jankos jeans, man.
Jankos. I had a pair of those.
Where you had to strap an entire fucking chain around your waist to hold them up. Did you see the belts that those kids wear with that shit? I never wore those things.
Yeah.
You guys remember tight rolling your pants, though?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did that.
Okay.
Yeah, where you roll the cuff up.
Yeah, the cuff. Oh. Yeah.
We used to cuff our jeans and stuff, but not to the fact that they cut off our circulation in our ankles. No, we didn't do that shit.
Did you put a pack of smokes in there?
Yeah, I did.
Just a single fucking cuff. You take the jean and cuff it once, goddammit. I mean, what?
Hide the joint.
So
I had that in my afro.
That's it for generations. You guys got any parting generational thoughts?
I guess you can't, it's hard, I guess you really have to only base it into those cultural and historical changes, because people are being born all the time every day, you know. It's not like there was a break, like, okay, here's the line of demarcation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
well, we need to stop everybody from having kids for 6 months.
Then we'll start the new generation.
You know, it's really kind of interesting that Generation Z stuff, there isn't a lot of it when I look for it online. Like, they're still trying to figure that shit out, but it's like, yeah, no shit. There's another generation. And it's like the academics haven't caught up with it yet. It's like, yeah, definitely kids are fucking playing Fortnite and using Snapchat or whatever. Snapchat is probably old now.
Sending dick pics when they're 13. Shit.
Yeah, defining a generation. All right.
I do have to say that when it comes to generations and things, way, especially when it comes to video games, this whole little battle royale fad that's going on has made me, I think, a lot better. Because in the games that I usually play, either fight games or other shooting games or RPGs or things like that, where usually when you get into a lobby, I guess I would call it a Halo effect, where everybody was a fucking asshole cussing you out, calling you, everybody's calling
12-year-old douchebag.
Yeah, 12-year-old douchebags, right? I mean, they're still around, but it seems like the battle royale games have, because that's the fad, everybody's going to those kind of games. Uh-huh. And so we can play our whatever games we're gonna play, Anthem, whatever. And you don't get that anymore. And it's almost like these battle royale games are babysitting the douchebag for it.
That's actually a really good point.
Because you're not broken into smaller squads, you don't have to listen to them because they're off doing their own thing?
You play a multiplayer game like a Battlefront or any other. I mean, even you go back to play the old Halo, you can play Halo Master Chief Collection in multiplayer. And those douchebags that are on there, cussing you out, being assholes, are gone. They're either playing Apex or Battle Royale and Black Ops 4, or they're playing Fortnite or some other stupid ass battle royale game. And like I said, it's almost like all the douchebags have been baiting those shitty games and letting us play our games in peace. And so you got all it is. So most of the parties that are
our games, my people.
So I understand. I mean, Xbox has a system where you can put a thing up and say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to play with in this game and do X amount of things or do something. And usually when you can answer those things, and it's always an adult around my age or a little bit younger that just wants to play the game and not be an asshole. And before, when it first came out with it, before all these Battle Royale games came out, it was all these little 12-year-old douchebags, hey, what the fuck, you want faggot? Why'd you respond to my thing? You put up a it, you know? Yeah.
So that's when you say, I don't respond to faggots.
So I just feel like, it just seems like I've noticed that little trend of the Battle Royale. It seems like it's in a douchebag. It was like a douchebag magnet to get him away from the other games. Oh, Bella's leaving.
Yeah, she's a Fortnite player. She's fucking
stretching
pissed.
Out her old legs. I can't stand for this.
Actually,
shit.
She'd be more of a fucking PUBG player.
Yeah,
camping until the very, very last second.
Right, hiding underneath a cupboard or in a shoebox.
All right, so we're moving on to the what sexy portion of the show. That's where we tell you what is sexy. First up, we have Mystic with Hap and Leonard. What the fuck is that? Maybe. Okay, we've lost Mystic. All right.
Bye, Mystic.
That big old glug.
Then we're moving on to me, Headlander. Have you guys heard of this game?
My wife was talking to me. Were there you guys talking to me?
Yes,
it was. You're up, Hap and Leonard.
Oh, Hap and Leonard, sorry. So Hap and Leonard is a show on, I think it's the Independent Film Channel, IFC, which I don't really watch a lot of because it's fucking IFC. but it's a show, it's basically, it answers the age-old question of what would the Hardy Boys be like if they were a gay black Vietnam War vet and a white hippie living in 1980s Texas.
Wow, yeah. So definitely a question that's always been eating it.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like,
we didn't even
chance,
know
because like, because each season is 6 episodes, but it's a book. It encompasses an entire book in this series called Hap and Leonard by some dude. Forgot the author's name. But so basically it fucking, like, the first one was some mystery thing that went on, you know what I mean? And they're all like mystery fucking action things that go on.
Fucking bitch got hit by a train.
So yeah, but it's pretty good. The actor is James Purfoy, who is he was in the show The Wire. Following.
That's what's his name from The Wire, Omar.
Yeah, and then Michael C.
Was it Andrew Clay?
Huh?
Was it Andrew Clay? Is one of the characters in the?
He's in the third season. He's a.
He's still alive.
Still rocking. So, how many seasons are there of this show?
There's three 6-episode seasons, and each one is a book. Is, you know, based on that book. I wonder how close the books are really to the shows, because they seem like books. You know what I mean? The whole story is encompassed in that one season. It's no cliffhanger bullshit. No fucking. Like, whatever, you could watch each one individually.
So each season does represent a book?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's got some really funny parts, like the fucking, like, the dude Omar from The Wire, the black dude. Like, he lives next to a crack house, basically, in the 80s. And he always fucking goes over there and fucks with them. Like, he set their house on fire in this last one. And shit, on Christmas, he played Santa Claus. He's like, ho, ho, ho. Then he dropped a fucking huge, like, firebomb down the chimney.
What the fuck? Just because?
Well, because he doesn't want it's a crack house in the middle of the ghetto. He doesn't, you know, he's like fucking with the crackheads and the goddamn dude selling it and shit. And they always try to fuck with him, but he's just like, he's this old grizzled war vet.
Nice.
Omar is?
Fucking, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it seems pretty interesting. What channel
different.
Is that?
It's
IFC?
Yeah.
IFC. It's on Hulu, I think, or Netflix, I mean, not Hulu.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, next up, we have me with Headlander.
Headlander, not to be confused with Highlander?
Not to be confused with Highlander. So Headlander is a game where you play a head that has like a jet propulsion that you can attach to other bodies and other different like robots and things. It's like in this futuristic thing. What's that, Teddy?
Do you have a trailer of it?
Yeah.
It's like 5 years, yeah.
So it's...
Teddy's like, I've been there. I've done that.
It's like
I've never played it. So, I mean, I just haven't played it.
It's like a Metroidvania type thing with this really kind of cool concept of having to go through different puzzles by attaching onto different things. It's got combat, so you're like shooting lasers, taking cover, and things like that. Really interesting. And it's got this. It's got, actually got pretty good jokes. Like all the characters have funny things to say. Graphically, it looks really good. It's kind of got this like 1970s kind of.
Got a Nintendo 64 feel.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's really original. So check it out. It's on Game Pass for Xbox. I think it's.
What was it called again?
Headlander.
Headlamp.
Headlander.
That's right. There can be only one.
Because you can't hear.
All right. Next up.
I'm Benadryl'd up.
Teddy, Love, Death, and Robots.
Okay, Love, Death, and Robots. This is a show on Netflix. There are 18 episodes, and they're all short stories. The shortest one is 10 minutes. The longest one is, I think it's like 17 or 18 minutes. They have ranges from comedy, horrors, and it's a great little show. I mean, like, it's the whole thing's probably like an hour and a half long, you know, hour and a half long, if that, maybe a little bit longer. The stories, all of them except for one, I know for sure animated. There's another one I can't tell if it's motion face capture because it looks kind of like realistic. The very first story grabbed me, and I watched the rest of them. They're all fucking awesome stories. The animation's all different. It was a pretty cool little fucking thing.
Like a badass trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for adults only. It is mature audience only because it is fucking.
It looks like multiple different animation styles.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is. Is it? There's It is. They're all multiple different animation
styles. Kind of like remember Heavy Metal?
Mm-hmm.
That movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It's all. I mean, all of the stories are fucking. All of them are fucking awesome. Like I said, the first one had me on the edge of my seat, and I was like, after that, I was like, I'm watching the rest of them. It's pretty fucking awesome. They're gonna have more seasons. I'm taking it because it's season one.
How many episodes?
18.
Nice. How long are the episodes usually?
The shortest one was 10 minutes. The longest one was like 17.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so they're all pretty short.
Yeah, they're all short stories. None of them have to do with the other one. I mean, there's like, I think the shortest one was like 10 minutes where it was the day the yogurt took over, where yogurt takes over the fucking world. You know what I mean?
Yogurt? Like a cup of yogurt?
Yeah, like a cup of yogurt. It's pretty funny. There are other stories. I mean, like I said, the short story.
That seems a little far-fetched, Teddy.
What?
Yeah, it's not a grizzled, hardy boy, gay hardy boys.
That's not a gay hardy boys type of show.
This is, like I said, there's some comedy stories. This is one of the comedy stories. Day the yogurt took over. It's narrated. The guy who narrates that story is the guy who did the voice of Brandon Pinky and the Brain. I mean, they got some great people. Great people
voices. Really?
Yeah. I mean, like they got a bunch of stars on the voices. Chris Parnell does some voices. The chick from Topher Grace is in it. I mean, they got a lot of people doing this kind of stuff. It's actually,
I'm not watching it now.
But yeah, no, Topher Grace is in it. Fuck him, little weasel.
All right. Well, let's keep it rolling, Teddy. Fuck what you think. ATV Invasion.
Ashtray.
What?
Did you ask you what section?
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Did you skip over me?
Yeah, I did. All right.
Hey,
Ashtray.
I think I'm on Benadryl. I had to cut your dick off.
Trashopolis.
Just like Lorena Bobbitt.
Cut my dick off like fucking Lorena Bobbitt.
So Trashopolis is just a show I actually stumbled on YouTube. Recommendations, but it's basically a series. We did a episode way back about trash. Remember that one?
No.
Yeah, we did one about trash.
We ain't never talked about Mississippi.
It wasn't as exciting as plumbing was, but we did do a thing about garbage.
I do remember that. Ocean's garbage specifically.
And we, I think we had to watch the movie In the Land of Blood and Honey.
Oh, okay. No, okay, yep.
Oh, it was your mural. Pick then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the, anyways, Trashopolis, it's, I guess, a History Channel show, which it has that kind of History Channel feel, but it's really interesting to see all these big cities around the world and the, you know, just kind of day-to-day logistics of how they deal with the trash. Like, a really interesting episode was about Mexico City. I didn't really know shit about Mexico City other than, like, it was the biggest city in the world at one point when I was a kid. And, yeah, so Mexico City's built completely on, like, a swampland. So, like, shit's always sinking. And there's, you'll see in this trailer as it's playing, there's a scene where the fucking, this elite sewer guy, sewer rat, gets on this special scuba diver suit.
Yeah.
So he can go into the shit muck. He has to actually go down into this pool of shit. Can't see anything. And he's got to try to find what's blocking the shit pump.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah. They show him doing it. Like he's sitting in a... it's basically a little kind of catwalk thing. Here it is. God, he goes right down into this. It's like... the trash water from Star Wars.
Yeah, I saw him do it, but I'm just saying, seriously, that's his job? Like, what kind of, that's fucked up.
He probably gets paid pretty good.
Yeah, and then, like, there's that scene there where, I can't remember which country it was, but it's the one where they, people are always finding gold, and then, this whole other market of, kids, realized that all the gold dust off of the jewelry, it was like this sector of the city was known for these really talented jewelers and making rings and shit. And but they would have gold dust on them. And so they would go and they follow the drain waste pipes out of their houses. And they're literally sifting for gold flake. Like sifting through shower water, basically.
Well,
just seems like an entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah,
right,
you know,
there.
I guess if you got nothing else better to do, but fuck.
Well, or nothing else to loot. Nothing to lose. I mean,
true.
Anyways, it's just really interesting to see how people handle trash around the world.
Okay.
I like to put it in my butt.
That's one way to dispose of it.
Yes. Like an incinerator.
Right. That's where my tinfoil went.
Chemical incinerator. I can't even talk. Just move on.
He's taking effect, baby.
All right, Teddy.
Yeah, it is.
ATV invasion.
Okay, so I think it was last weekend. ATVs invaded Nashville. ATVs are not allowed on the road. And then, so they were on the roads, fucking swerving out of traffic, blocking traffic, yada, yada, yada. They were called, for some reason, they were saying bikers invaded Nashville, which I didn't agree with, because I'm a biker.
Because they're four wheels. Very different thing. Fuck those four wheeler guys. They don't even have to balance.
They don't have to balance.
Now, I thought I saw a video of this. Yeah, was it like 2 weeks ago?
Let me see if I can get a video.
Not last weekend, but the weekend before.
Yeah, because, did Teddy share it with us? Somewhere I saw it.
I didn't share it.
They're going down the steps. Like with the full there's some.
Actually, I think it was just this last weekend.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Anyway,
we ran stories about it on Monday, and they were talking about it like it just happened over the weekend.
I mean, then you got the cop who was dragged by a fucking ATV, and everybody's blaming the ATV because the guy didn't stop. But I mean, if you grab me on my bike, I'm gonna keep going.
Right. Because that's law. Teddy's law.
No, it's not the law. I mean, each cop that grabs somebody tries to stop him on a motor vehicle. I mean, what do you expect? My thing is, the guys are being assholes. It's just like if any bikers were doing this shit. I mean, you're being assholes.
Oh, there's a dirt bike.
Oh, yeah, there were dirt bikes, but I mean, they were, yeah, fuck dirt bikes, too.
Few and far between. There's another one.
I mean, yeah, but they're being assholes. I mean, this is not the way to do shit. I mean, it's scared as we got these dragons.
Well, they're all wearing masks too, aren't they?
Yeah, they supposedly found that guy who did that. I saw today in an article that they found him. I don't know how they, but they said he had about 20 to 50 steps, I think it was, into the cops to find out how find that guy. So they ended up raiding his house on a drug warrant, and he also got charged.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's I mean, interesting though, because like especially a four wheeler, you could easily, you know, just zip in through someone's backyard over down their little rock wall.
That's why the cops can catch it, because if the cops would block off the road, they just hit the grass and go somewhere else.
Yep.
You know, it was like they had a clip right here. This fat cop trying to chase this fucking.
Yeah, stage. That guy, he's not catching anybody. So what the hell, why, what the
they
fuck?
Must have
what?
A Facebook group or something, because this is clearly organized.
Yeah,
I'm guessing they do have a Facebook
yeah
group.
They do they go it's a I forgot exactly what they were called, but they go from different city to different city every month. They do it one weekend out of a month, so like this week it was Nashville, and then next it might be fucking wherever.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
What a
Dubuque
hobby.
Or some stupid shit.
I've seen it in actually in Providence, not nearly to that scale, but just like
they do one. There's something like that with Crotch Rock. It's called the Ride of the Century. They do it. They go from city to city every weekend, do the same shit, and that's just people getting assholes. That were dangerous.
What's the point though? Like, is it just to be an asshole?
Intimidating my enemy. I
mean, do tricks.
They're romping around the city. Like I don't know. I grew up with four wheelers.
It'd be fun.
So I would think it'd be fun, even though I know it's not right. But if I had a whole pack of people with me,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
your
like,
chances
if I was in that position,
pretty slim.
Exactly. Like I can outrun, you know, at least one of these other banditos.
Especially if you got a fucking. I mean, some of those motherfuckers do 100 miles an hour, dude. Some of those fucking two-stroke ATVs. Those things are fast as shit.
Nice.
I mean, the Crotch Rock has been riding essentially. They shut down interstates just to be tricked and like back it up for hours. Fix stuff. That is an asshole.
I'd be fucking pissed off.
Oh, right?
I mean, yeah, I could also see from the perspective of the God damn it, get off my lawn.
I saw a story one time where they shut down the interstate. This is in LA, I think. And people started shooting at them and shit.
What?
It's LA.
Yeah, right?
Like people that couldn't get through. Like, just got pissed and started firing at these fucking idiots that shut down the highway. They all took off.
Wow.
I mean, you don't know those people need to get to a doctor. You don't need those people to get
right.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I just don't understand that mentality. Like, bikers. I remember when I was delivering pizza, these fucking idiots on these bike crawl things would fucking block intersections and shit. So they're. All their bikes can get through. I don't give a fuck about you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I got shit
like,
to do.
You don't have jurisdiction
I pay my taxes,
here.
Too. Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of my way. I used to just go right around them. They'd get all pissed off and shit.
Right. Hey, you could have scratched Betsy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we block traffic. We do like a few bikes at a time and let traffic go. And then they red light. We'd stop traffic for a little bit to go let them go by. We didn't, like, Harley's. I've seen Harley riders where they look like they're like 100 bikes go through. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, and they'll have dudes sit on the opposite sides to block the fucking traffic.
Right, yeah, we would break it up. You know what I'm saying? We would break it up. We didn't go. It was 100 bikes in our group. We'd have 20 go, then the next light, then 20 go, the next light, next. You know what I'm saying?
You were the conscientious motorcycle gang.
If I'm not on my bike, I don't want to be held up by 100 bikes. I want to go and get to where I'm going. It's being courteous. We let people go and then fucking block it off again. Let people go. We didn't stop traffic. Let 100 bikes go by. We didn't do that shit.
You weren't a douche.
Boom. No.
Don't be a douche. You know who is a douche? Fox.
Donald Trump.
Fox. And so I've been watching a show. I actually finished the first season called The Passage. Have you guys heard of that one?
No.
I've seen it because it's on at work on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't. I don't know much about. I mean, I've seen some of it.
So actually, it's a. What's that, Teddy?
Is that the one with the little girl and the vampires?
Yep,
and stuff?
Yep. That's the one with the little girl. Ridley Scott is involved with it. It's kind of got a really interesting premise because there's like a major kind of bird flu epidemic that's threatening the world. And the only way that they can they think that they can fight it is to kind of infect these people with this vampire virus and try to get like a some sort of immunity off of them. And it's written really well. It's done extremely well. But okay, here's the deal. This is my fuck what you think. So I'm watching the show and I'm on the last episode or like second to the last episode. And I keep on getting commercials. I'm watching this on PlayStation View. I keep on getting commercials where it's like, watch, binge the full first season of The Passage. And it shows scenes from the last fucking episode. I'm watching that fucking already show. Happened? Yes, really? Stuff that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that's dumb.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know. That's stupid.
Why do I care about that? I'm watching the show. You don't need
what
to tell
service
me.
Was it?
So it's like, binge now on Fox, whatever their app is, in Hulu. You know? I was watching it on PlayStation View. But I imagine I get the commercials that they have on Fox. Actually, I was watching it. It was recorded off of the Fox station out here. But it's like, I don't need to see that. I'm obviously fucking watching it right now.
They're just trying to promo their fucking online service thing or whatever.
And it wasn't even a good representation of the show. Like, it was just like, here are a few scenes completely out of context from the final episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. So, there's my fucking, my millennial fucking, or my exennial bitch fest about trailers. All right.
Fox.
Next, we have Ashtray Love Sync Technology to initiate sexy time.
Yeah, click, bring up that video.
All right. Am I gonna get flagged for something?
No,
yeah, right.
It's a Kickstarter.
Are these bad cookies that I'm gonna be picking up?
I wasn't sure how I was reading. Actually, it was an article claiming that some woman died while having sex too long, for like 5 hours straight.
Sex.
Which then led me to this weird article, which is a Kickstarter for this horizontal hustle. And I'm just company for him to make Love Sync. Essentially, you got the video up.
Yeah, I got the video.
I'm just not always sure she's some dancing in the It's like they look like little wireless cell phone chargers. They're little buttons, and you put one on each. Like one on each side of the bed. And it's like, oh, because, you know, sometimes I'm feeling in the mood, but, like, she's not. And, you know, sometimes I'm really interested and he's just watching TV. And it's like, oh, we don't know how to, like, let each other know that we want to get it on. But with LoveSync, we can get it on. You just tap your button. And if I tap my button at the same time, that means we can have sex.
What, you can't just say you want to have sex?
No, that's the whole point. I thought this was a parody at first, but apparently it's a real thing.
Wow, that's fucking funny.
Like, look at this, where she's like trying to seduce him, and he's like, oh, bored bitch. And she's like, we just can't agree. We just don't know how to actually approach. And this is like aimed at solid couples that live in together, you know, or husband and wives.
This is some dumb shit.
Yes, right?
I'm playing Xbox, and you walk in front of me butt naked, guess who can cut off the Xbox?
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, and then like if you tap it multiple times, like it gives the other person signal like more urgency. So, but the thing is like,
yeah, this is some gimmicky ass bullshit.
Well, yeah, it's like you have them by your bedstand. It means like if I'm out watching the fucking game in the couch, I ain't seeing shit. You're gonna have to bring that cord out here, baby.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a real thing. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
I'm getting you for Christmas, Ashtray.
Yeah, and because I'm alone, I'll just tap them on both sides.
Your cat's gonna be like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah.
Okay, next up.
Eddie's outside in the cold.
We have Human Trafficking Mystic
Okay, so, like, I understand it's a pretty pervasive problem in, especially in Midwestern cities for some reason.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that.
So we have this story here that happened. You remember that Amber Alert?
Yeah.
Ashtray? Week, mm-hmm. however long ago. So it was a 2-year-old girl, Noelani Robinson. So basically, this dude, who was a human trafficker, is one of his fucking bitches, his hookers that he fucking, you know, had. He was a pimp, basically. Got away, came to Milwaukee from Chicago, and was trying to, like, hide out. Well, he found her, came here, shot her on the corner of fucking, like, some street. I forgot where it was.
Gone right out in the open.
Shot her and her fucking friend. The friend lived, but the woman died. And then took her 2-year-old kid.
Wow.
Noelani. So it was, there was an Amber Alert. And
was
it
he was the like father a week later, or not?
I think he was. I'm not positive, though. I don't
know. A
lot
of pimps bang their own merchandise.
But so it was like a week later they found him. And he wouldn't say where the little girl was. And then they found her like 2 days later, wrapped in a blanket on the side of the road with a fucking blunt force trauma to the head.
Wow.
So this dude killed the mom, shot her and her friend in broad daylight, kidnapped this little 2-year-old and then beat her to death, probably.
Jesus.
That's my, yeah, that's my fuck what you think.
See, people like that, they should have like the most violent criminals. And lock him in like, and like, and like,
he looked like one of those mumble rappers, too, right?
He had face tattoos all over his fucking face. He was just a thug piece of shit from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what color you are. You're just a pilot.
I wonder how they caught up
with him. Something like that. Yeah, I don't know where they caught him. I think it was in Minnesota that they caught him.
Well, I know Minnesota's where the body was found, but I can't remember if he was on his way back to Chicago.
Maybe, yeah, maybe it was. But, yeah, I just, people like that shouldn't even be given, we shouldn't have a trial.
No.
It's as simple as that. Why waste money on this? We should curb stomp him. And I don't even want to spend the money to fucking shoot a gun.
No, we should.
You know what I mean? I'll volunteer to curb stomp him with this big ass boot. No, I'll crush that, I'll
feed
crush
him
that
to the
piece
hog.
Of shit's fucking skull all over the fucking curb.
No, that's too quick. We need to bring back that brave.
Feed him to Travis's tiger.
Cleanse him by pain and shit.
He should be tortured publicly.
Publicly for fucking
I'm fucking dead serious. Pay per view. I will pay to watch that motherfucker get tortured for 3 straight hours and then just put out of his misery.
Somebody does something to my son. The cops better find him before I do, because that motherfucker's gonna be.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm fucking saying. And this little girl, man, had no fucking chance of a life. 2 years old.
2 years old.
Fuck that cock. Fuck that piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, especially having daughters of your own, I can only imagine how much more it's like, fucking A.
So
like,
do you think we are, how far away do you think we are from having a pay-per-view torture session? Is that something
I'm not sure how far we are, but I fucking hope it's close. I hope there's a GoFundMe for it right now.
I think we're pretty far away, because we still got people arguing about the death penalty. So, I mean,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. We're
still, liberal fucks.
But cases like this where you would,
it makes it a lot easier.
There are definitely times where it's warranted.
Who
but
defend him? Who?
Yeah.
So
show me the fucking person that wants to argue his side of the
publicly appointed attorney.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't envy that fucking.
Yeah, that's one. A fucking terrible job. Fuck that.
Like, you did what? I'll just bar myself. Fuck you. I'm not defending.
Yeah, I would just. I'm not even gonna help you. Mm. I'll be your lawyer, but we're losing this one because you're going.
Yeah.
Right. The who's next?
That's it.
Oh shit!
That's we're the done. End.
Yeah. Rockin' out Dundee.
So, in all seriousness, go fuck yourself, Neillsville, Wisconsin.
Yeah, they do. Believe me.
That's our show. We're going to be here every Wednesday or Thursday night, 10 p.m. Central. Come check us out. come check out our website at theredeyereport.com. We have, I don't know, how many episodes? What is this? Number 228 or some shit?
Yeah.
229. Getting long in the tooth.
Yeah, we are. And deep in the britches.
Full of shit.
Fat in the cock.
Fat in the cock, deep in the britches. All right. You don't twiddle us. We don't do Twitter.
Yeah.
Like us, share us, fuck us. Care. We're down for whatever. We do the memes on Facebook. Check it out. I'm Oracle.
I'm Mystic.
This is Ashtray.
And I'm Teddy.
And this is the Red Eye Report.
Ooh, yakasha.
The steak just sitting in my gullet.
Jeez. Holy fuck. I was having moments of like getting out of reality.